All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Andrew Glashow. He's the president and COO of Cannabis Life Sciences. And Andrew, it's great to see you. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're coming to us from Las Vegas, where you have a number of operations ongoing within Las Vegas. And first off, before we get to what you have substantial news out today, I just want to get a little background on the company itself.
Sure. So CLS itself was founded in really 2015, 2016. We went public via reverse merger. We seeded the company, the insiders seeded the company with $10 million. And then we've gone out and raised, I think about 20 or 25 million in total over and above that. We entered into an agreement back in 2017 to acquire a dispensary by the name of Oasis Cannabis, which is located about a mile and a half off the Vegas Strip. And if anybody knows Vegas, we are actually 1,004 feet from the Stratosphere, which is now called the Strat. So we are close to downtown Vegas. We bought this dispensary and closed on it in 2018, right around January 2018, and then called the first half of 2018. When we bought the dispensary was seeing about 200 customers a day. We now see 1,000. So we've grown the business by about 4 or 5x over that period of time. Additionally, we acquired a manufacturing operation, a wholesale operation by the name of City Trees. City Trees it manufactures vapes, tinctures, concentrates. And when we bought that business, I believe it was doing about 150,000 a month. Now we're doing about 700,000 a month. And so that was essentially both entities were purchased around the same time. And we've done that through what I would consider to be basic blocking and tackling. We've got awesome people here. We've implemented some, what I would consider to be some good procedures, some good policies, some good SOPs. And we've been very consistent. We treat our customers well, and we will continue to do that. Everybody that comes into our store is treated with the same dignity and respect that's deserved, period. So again, between those two entities, we're doing roughly about this is US dollars, and this is net. So after taxes, because as you know, in the cannabis business, there's a lot of taxes. Yes. We do about 1,700,000, 1,800,000 net a month. The subsidiaries have been cash flow positive and profitable for an extended period of time. And we're very proud of that. Additionally, we've entered into a couple of arrangements with a couple of joint ventures. We're now in the state of New Mexico. So we're selling our products in the state of New Mexico. And we've just recently entered into a deal whereby we will most likely become the largest pre-roll manufacturer in the state of Nevada. Right. So that's a joint venture that we entered into. We're using our own facility to be able to do that because we're occupying about 10,000 square feet of our 22,500 square foot operation. So that's who we are today. And as we move forward, we'll continue to grow. We'll continue to look what I would consider to be prudently at other acquisitions. And we're going to operate under what I would consider to be kind of an asset-light model.
So Andrew, you obviously mentioned the pre-roll deal, which is substantial for the company. Can you talk a little bit more about that and how that gets you to where, as you mentioned, that you're one of the largest?
Yeah. So with the pre-roll market, there are a number of variations of the pre-roll. There's a third of a gram pre-roll, a half gram pre-roll, a 0.8 gram pre-roll. There's all kinds of pre-rolls. The biggest advantage that we have is we have been able to procure all the input material under very, what I would consider to be reasonable prices. And so we know that we've got the material in order to be able to build out something fairly substantial. The other thing is that if you take a look at the marketplace, pre-rolls are something that sell very well in Nevada and in other markets. It's easy, it's convenient for people that are here. And it represents, I want to say about 12 or 13% of the overall market right now in Nevada, pre-rolls, and it continues to grow. And so, you're talking about, if you assume that we get to that point of 300,000 pre-rolls a month, which I'm confident we will, then you're looking at a business that does roughly 900,000. It adds about $900,000 of revenue to us on a monthly basis. And it also provides us with some fairly substantial profits.
Let's you mentioned obviously what you're doing in Las Vegas. You also mentioned New Mexico as well. Are those the two markets that you're happy in being in right now? Do you want have chances to expand elsewhere? Is that something you're looking at?
So we would love to expand into other jurisdictions, but we have been able to prudently manage our balance sheet so that we don't have to go out and look for capital. We haven't raised any capital in 3 years in this company. Our focus is to try the best that we can to not continually dilute our shareholders. That's very, very important because, again, 35% of the company is still held by insiders. So we don't want to damage any shareholder, including ourselves. And if there was something that was very attractive to us, certainly we would try to capitalize on the opportunity. But right now, we're really just focused on what I would consider to be joint ventures, things, again, that are asset light.
Yeah. And lastly, just so for investors looking at the company, what's your message sort of to those people about what you're hoping for the company moving forward? Obviously, this is a significant deal today, but just sort of moving forward after that.
We hope that people will take a look at us a little bit in the rear view mirror and say, we're not the biggest. I think we're the best. But then again, I hope everybody thinks that their cannabis assets, you know, are the best. I would be disappointed if one didn't feel that way. We think that there's a clear path to some very good profitability and some consistent revenue and growth. I think we've put ourselves in a position to execute and to capture some more market share here in Nevada. We already have in the state of Nevada, we are the number one selling tincture in the state of Nevada, and we've held that position for a while. Another thing that we've done is we've gone from, there are many, many people in Nevada that make vapes. This is a highly competitive market. We've risen from number 16 or 17 in the last 6 months to number 4 in the state. So I think that we've proven that we know how to run a business. We're doing it as prudently as we can. We certainly aren't the biggest, but our goal is to create value for our shareholders. And I think that we can do that. And I'm very confident that 2022 will be a good year for us. And hopefully we'll end up with some more shareholders. And, you know, the cannabis market has been beat up a little bit here on the public side. We're no exception. You know, the stock is 14 cents. I think that is, you know, with 125 million shares outstanding. I think that's inexpensive here. But again, I'm not going to make that judgment. People will make that judgment on.
Well, good luck with everything, Andrew. Thanks very much. Great to see you. And we'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
All right. There's Andrew Glashow. He's the president and CEO of Cannabis Life Sciences.